Scientists have found a kind of catfish that does things no fish is supposed to be able to do. It hunts for food on land while propped up on its spiny fins. Some fish experts say these may be the kind of skills that help draw fish-like creatures known as tetrapods out of the water more than 400 million years ago. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
Fish that use their fins to walk across dry land have been getting lots of press in recent years. Witness the headlines the so-called snakehead has gotten since it turned up near the nation's capital. It used to be a scientific article of faith that fish never hunted for prey while they were on land. But recently, a catfish expert named Sam von Vossenberg left some food on a flat, dry surface near a fish tank full of long, brown African catfish.
And we saw that the catfishes actually launched themselves out of the water to capture the food.
Von Vossenberg, who works at the University of Antwerp, says fish normally eat by sucking huge amounts of water into their heads and then expelling that water out of openings behind the gills.
And this water can contain a prey, which they can capture between their jaws.
Fish out of water can't suck in air with that kind of force, says von Vossenberg. Most can't even bend their heads down toward a tasty-looking bug. But the African catfish in his lab hadn't gotten the memo, apparently. Further experiments revealed that this fish not only throws itself up and out of the water, but that it actually hunts for insects on land.
It lifts the back part of the head, and it points the head downwards. And then it sways its head from left to right, and it actually scans the substrate for potential prey.
When the catfish spies a bug, it lowers its head and strikes, opening and closing its powerful jaws until the bug is either dead or helpless.
And then it goes back into the water where it ingests the prey.
Von Vossenberg's African catfish have drawn lots of attention from scientists like John Lundborg, curator of ichthyology at the Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia. He says their hunting abilities may have encouraged the first sea creatures to leave the water more than 400 million years ago.
What this catfish might illustrate is something that resembles the behaviors of these ancient and now extinct fish-like relatives of tetrapods that made brief sojourns out onto land, and the early tetrapods themselves as they became more and more adapted to feeding and breathing and walking around and so forth.
Lundborg says the African catfish described in this week's edition of Nature have been around for a mere 55 million years, which means they're not a literal missing link to the first creatures to emerge from the sea. What they are instead are living examples of the way it might have happened. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.